This year's Kwehu paragliding has ended, recording the highest participation from both Ghanaians and foreigners. According to the organizers, about 139 people, including 20 Ghanaians, participated, as compared to last year, where 100 foreigners and only 5 Ghanaians took part. Our Eastern Regional Correspondent Kwame Onuma witnessed the festival.
The exercise has been closed officially because the weather is not friendly to it, because they say that it is having a bad weather and they cannot carry on with the exercise. And the report from the Ghana Tourism Authority indicates that the higher patronage in this year than that of the previous years. According to their statistical data, about 139 people, including 20 Ghanaians, took part in the paragliding exercise, while last year's record was only 100, with only 5 of them being Ghanaians. So this indicates that the festival is now catching the eyes of both national and foreign tourists. The district chief executive for Kwehu South, Joseph Omari, who closed it, commended the security personnel as well as the Ghana Tourism Authority for their effort in bringing this festival to its successful end. And he was also saying that this seems to be the best organized one, in the sense that there was tight security and they didn't hear much information about vices as compared to that of the previous years, where there were some people with a pushkin and indulging in certain things that were denting the image of this tourism festival. One of the participants, who was also the leader among the pilots from California called Edward Stein, is saying that he can deduce from all the others that he's gone to say that he has the best out of those places, but because of the waste, the size is not as expected. They are not able to fly more.
Kwame, I believe that apart from the pilot, you might have spoken to some of the participants. How did they feel?
One of them that I interviewed was Mr. Otu from Takrad. He said that was not his first time. He has taken part in 3 occasions, the first, second, and this is the third. And he's more enthused in it that he even wants to learn how to go solely. So he says that by and large he will come with his family to also enjoy it. But this one also is one of the most interesting tourist attractions that Ghanaians have to participate to promote domestic tourism.
Kwame Onuma is our Eastern Regional Correspondent.
Meanwhile, the acting chief executive of the Ghana Tourism Authority, Samson Donko, says the authority intends to increase the number of flights to allow between 500 and 1,000 people fly next year.
This year's exercise was the best organized among the 8 that we've had so far, because we had the security, the police also did well to provide security, and then we had the ambulance, and all other safety measures were taken, and I think that our drivers, who also brought the pilots to the takeoff site, take them from the landing site to the takeoff site, also did very well. And on the whole, it was one of the best organized paragliding so far.
So how would you describe turnout?
The turnout was also very good, even compared to last year when we had 15 pilots. This year, we made more flights than last year. We exceeded 100 flights this year, even though we also had problems with the weather conditions. Last year, we had only 90 flights. This year, the publicity was low, but because people knew about the event and we did the launch and confirmed that we are going to have this program, patronage was very, very good. We had a chat with the pilots. They suggested that we need to expand the takeoff stage so that about 3 or 4 flights can take place at the same time. If you're able to do that, then we'll be able to fly close to between 500 and maybe 1,000 participants throughout the program. This will make the project viable. Currently, it is not viable and we are losing money, but we also intend to do the expansion next year so we can increase the number of flights.
You heard the acting chief executive of the Ghana Tourism Authority, Samson Donko.
Still in the eastern region, the regional police command is patting itself on the back for organizing what it terms the most successful Kwehu Easter. The command says last year, 7 vehicles were snatched, but there was no such incident this year. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the acting Eastern Regional Police Commander, ACOP James Abbas Abba, attributed the success to planning, preparation and commitment of resources. He said the major challenge faced was the vehicular traffic and suggested the use of the mass transport system instead of individuals driving to the police. He spoke to Bright in Trauma.
Last year, 7 vehicles were snatched. This year, not even a bicycle was taken away. So that tells you where we are from where we were.
So what made the trek this time?
Planning, preparation, rehearsals, and commitment of resources. This year, we committed 400 officers with communication gadgets, crowd control gear, vehicles, almost about 30, which is massive for the rich. But I think that did the trick. And of course, the cooperation of the holiday makers themselves.
So in the near future, what will you suggest should be added up in terms of security so that you have more fulfilling Easter?
Our biggest headache was traffic management. The rich cannot contain the amount of or volume of traffic that go there for the Easter in individual vehicles. I want to appeal to the organizers, the planners. If you could arrange and have buses, people with cars will leave them at Nkoko and take buses up the ridge. That would enhance security in the area.
Any other advice you like to give to Ghanaians in general?
The Easter is over. I have not had the statistics yet, but I think we should be congratulating ourselves that it's one of the occasions that we have celebrated with a tone down of accident occurring. It's not over yet. My advice to all is to drive safely. Don't drive drunk. Don't drive tired. When you are tired, take a rest or get down, stretch your feet, and get home to your families. Ghana wants you. Everybody wants you alive.
You have the Acting Eastern Regional Police Commander ACOP Abbas Abba.